So maybe you are wondering about putting your home up for sale after New Year's or in early spring, or your home may just need an improvement or two anyway. Well, now is the time to get the ball rolling. Joining us for more, Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster. Good to have you with us as always. A lot of us have some projects we would like to see finished in the next few weeks or months. That tends to draw on for a lot longer than a few weeks or months, at least from personal experience. What's the best way to get these things started?
Well, 'tis the season to get ready. You might as well use this downtime to get going. And a lot of these contractors are going to get very busy very soon. So you want to get on their calendars, get them in, and get the ball rolling now.
Now, do you have any tips for clients about finding those contractors? Because that can be a big stumbling block for people because they don't even really know where to start.
Absolutely. So if you're working with a realtor, they should absolutely have a list of contractors they've used. I've got, you know, painters, plumbers, electricians, anything that my clients would need, and people I've worked with over many, many years, so I know the quality of their work. If you don't have that at your disposal, then absolutely you got to go out and get a referral from someone whose opinion you trust and, you know, check references. So you've got somebody who's going to give you an estimate and you're not quite sure, get some references from them.
A lot of us have some interesting ideas in our heads about what actually adds value to a home if you're planning on selling the home. Some people say, you know, we need to do the kitchen, we need to upgrade a bathroom. From your experience, what upgrades do actually yield a seller more money when it comes time to go on the market?
That is a great question. The last thing you want to do is spend more money than you need to and never get it back out. I will tell you, almost in every single case, fresh paint makes a huge difference. And especially if you start moving things around, taking pictures off the wall, typically the paint is faded, doesn't look quite right. So a fresh coat of paint, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and I think I might have heard this on a television show, or maybe you told me, or maybe I just made it up, but it seems like one of the things that you have to do is kind of think of the home as not being your own anymore. It's now just a marketable commodity, and you have to declutter it, you have to depersonalize it, even though that's really tough to do. It's not really your house. It's now the market's house.
Exactly. I'm actually going through the process, or just went through the process myself, you know, putting my parents' home on the market. You've got to pull yourself out of that emotional connection to the house. And probably the first thing that I always tell clients to do is remove all photographs. All the family photos have got to come off the wall because inevitably it's human nature. People come in, they look at the pictures, they wonder who lives there, and they're not picturing themselves in the house. It's a distraction. So there are lots of other items that are just as personal. So think about it this way as you go through. What is really just personal? It's us. Let's remove it, depersonalize it, and make it look like a house, not a home.
It's got to be tough for people, but that's what you have to do to get it sold.
You got to do it.
Hope you're having a nice holiday, a little break in the action here for you at least, right?
Well, you would think. When a lot of people are off, that's when I get busy because now they have time to go look at houses. So, you know, just like calling the contractors, they call their realtor. So I'm not complaining.
Is there like a year-end deadline for people? Is it a mental thing or a tax thing where things get busy just before the new year and then calm down?
For some, I mean, for me, you know, every year is different, but this year has been pretty busy. And like I said, I'm not complaining.
All right. Well, yeah, that is a good thing. Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster, always good to have you with us. Hope you are enjoying whatever break you can fit into your crazy schedule.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.